This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Frida Liu, and you're listening to Resource Centre's Her Vantage, where we speak to women of influence and leadership. I'm here with Regina Rahim, who is both Deputy Head of Marketing Asia Pacific, excluding Japan, and Managing Director of Nomura Asset Management Malaysia. Welcome, Regina. So I'm looking at your title. There are two titles here. Why the dual roles?
Simply, like any organizations, Nomura likes to leverage upon its existing staff, in this day and age where everyone has to double up or
triple up.
As such. So we've done very well in Malaysia. You know, we've been here for the last 8.5 years. So I think the bosses recognize the fact that I've done a good job. So they wanted me to help out within the region, and that's where I am.
Okay, so reward good work with more work.
Yes, of course.
So what are the roles and responsibilities for both? When when you're the managing director for Malaysia and also, for marketing Asia Pacific?
Well, basically, in a normal Japanese organization, it's very normal for them to rotate the senior management. So what happens is that sometimes, the local staff feel as if they're not being noticed. Or, the clients are thinking, there's always a change in senior management. So they want to see at least some consistency.
Right.
So I bring that to the table. So I help out the marketing teams in Singapore as well as Hong Kong.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something that I do in terms of just helping them to manage rather than actually driving the business there because they've all got local business heads.
Right. Yeah. And is it typical, though, to find a woman? In a Japanese company?
No, not at all.
Never mind a non-Japanese.
Yeah. No, I felt as if I was a new zoo exhibit when I first joined. And that was because, one, I don't speak any Japanese. And two, being female and with affinity for loud colors, obviously made me stand out quite dramatically in the office in Tokyo. But it's changing.
Right.
We now have a rep office in Korea, and we've got a lady heading it there.
Right.
So, you're seeing a lot more diversity in the Tokyo office as well.
Okay.
So it's good.
Yeah, obviously. Now, were there expectations for you to learn the language? No, obviously that would help.
Well, you've actually got a lot of Malaysians or Singaporeans who speak Japanese. And something I've learned, interestingly enough, was the fact that by not speaking Japanese, they actually have more tolerance towards me because they understand that I don't speak the language. So whereas if I did speak the language, expectations of how we communicate with each other would have been a bit higher. And I know a lot of my colleagues will actually have gotten in trouble just by, addressing colleagues in the wrong manner.
Okay. Or the nuances.
Yes, exactly. There's a lot of nuances in the Japanese culture. Whereas for me, I know a few phrases, I understand when I'm being mocked at or whatever. So it's good.
It's good. Now, just back to the fact that you're also Deputy Head of Marketing and the Imagine Director for Malaysia. How do you merge these roles, or how do you, overlap these roles?
Well, the thing is, apart from the Malaysian strategy, we also have obviously a global strategy. And we try and do a lot of cross-selling within the regions. So for instance, our Asian mandates are being managed predominantly out of Singapore,
mm-hmm.
and then the Chinese mandates will be, North China will be in Hong Kong. So because there's so much cross-selling anyway, it's not too difficult for me to juggle the different roles.
Right. Yeah. Now, you're a law graduate. Was this, first of all, a natural career progression, or, completely, I guess, upon graduation, you went straight into CIMB?
No, I didn't. After I got called to the bar, I actually went into a local stockbroking firm.
Mm.
Then the Asian financial crisis hit. And then I went to CIMB. Well, it wasn't CIMB at that time. It was Commerce Asset Fund Managers.
Right, okay.
No, law would not be the natural progression of it, in terms of doing fund management. But I started off in compliance.
Okay.
And then I did product, and then I did marketing, etc.
So it was law related, then we progressed to something else completely.
Yeah, I did. But, you know, the thing about law is that it teaches you to think in a different manner. Mm. And the fund management industry is filled with the people who are very focused on numbers. Mm-hmm. So sometimes they forget about the fact that operations or, you know, your standard operating procedure, your legal documents, all that has a very big impact on what happens in terms of execution. Mm. So I think I bring a different set of skills right. to the table, which obviously the Japanese bosses are not used to, but it's working.
They'll get used to it in time. Now, I know that you've worked in a Malaysian company, two Malaysian companies and a Japanese company. How important is understanding culture in doing these roles?
Actually, you know, a lot of people get very scared when they say, oh, it's a Japanese company, how's the culture, etc. I didn't find it completely different. I find the fact that we're all Asians, mm-hmm. so in terms of respect is very, very important, and you can't command respect if you can't do a good job.
Right.
So I think, you know, proof is in the pudding. So the first few years were very challenging because obviously they're thinking, who's this strange, short Malay woman, you know, a foreigner to boot, you know, asking for all these resources in Malaysia. But when we started, you know, gaining a lot of AUM within a very short time, $1 billion in 10 months, they set up an office.
Okay, so show the proof is in the pudding, show the results, and then they will listen. At the end of the day, really, isn't it, if you want the money talks?
Exactly. It always is the case.
Right? Do you think it would have been different had you, I'm just wondering whether you would have been offered this role if it was in Japan?
Probably not. No. I mean, I think I saw a lot of senior management when I first joined who were very, very iffy as to how I could grow the business. Mm-hmm. It was definitely a bit of luck and timing in terms of, you know, entry into Malaysia because at that time we didn't have as many competitors. So that's worked very well for us. And we've actually been around in Malaysia for 41 years, in terms of the rep office was first set up in 1974. And then we've got, we've had various JVs before. But for the asset management side, we've been managing Malaysian clients since 1994.
Right, okay.
That's 21 years.
Wow, it's 21 years.
So it took a while for us to set up.
I'm here with Regina Rahim from Nomura Asset Management, okay, Japan and, well, Asia Pacific and Malaysia. We'll continue our conversation with her right after this in Resource Center, BFM 89.9.
Best for money, BFM 89.9.
This is Resource Center. It's Her Vantage, where we speak to women of influence and leadership. I'm here with Regina Rahim, Managing Director of Nomura Asset Management Malaysia and also Deputy Head of Marketing Asia Pacific. We were talking about culture and adapting to culture, but how do you, apart from, and not just some Japanese Malaysian culture, company culture, you know, that's also very different. I mean, within Malaysia, we have different company cultures. How do you adapt to these things? Because there is the culture, national culture, and there's company culture. Do you find that you're able to adjust well these things? And what are some of the things that you do?
Well, I mean, interestingly enough, when we first set up, there was only two of us. Then there was a third person coming in. And now we've got about 35 people. So culture within the office has always been obviously something that we've had to build over the past 8.5 years. When we first started, there were just women, all strong women force, to the point where the Japanese bosses were thinking, are there no men in Malaysia? That's obviously changed, so it's very much balanced. And now we're trying to get, apart from the gender balance, racial diversity as well. We've brought back some Malaysians based overseas. Mm. So it's predominantly quite young, but in the last 8.5 years, obviously, a lot of us have started growing a bit older. So I think that has also changed in terms of how we deal with things, in terms of deadlines and whatnot. So I think culture is something that is very much dictated by the team. It's something that has to evolve as well. We're very proud of our Japanese heritage, but we only have one Japanese expat in Malaysia.
Mm.
And so despite the fact that we're Japanese in heritage, it's basically all okay. Malaysian team.
And how large is the team in Malaysia?
35.
Okay, but about okay, 35? A team of 35 people. So, you know, how, you know, what are some of the practical things that you've done in terms of, you know, to help the team assimilate or just get used to the way things operate? And I think also on their part, they're learning how things are done in Malaysia. What are some of the things that you've done?
Language classes.
Oh.
This is the first thing that we've implemented because I thought I'd be encouraging because a lot of information that flows from Tokyo were actually in Japanese.
Oh.
Right? So I think the first batch was really gung-ho. I think we went up to level 3.
Okay.
Out of that same batch, I think only two of them
survived.
sort of survived. Then we've got, you know, so you've got newcomers who come in and do that. I've got one of my team members who's dating a Japanese girl, so okay. He speaks a bit more.
he's got a different incentive.
Yes, exactly. So that's helped because at the end of the day, I think, you know, communication is key. Mm. So, and even though we might not be fluent speakers, but the fact that we try, in terms of understanding their culture, and of course, you know, it's very important about how you address your bosses.
Mm. I know you mentioned respect is a very big thing, you know, in Asia, and I think more so in the Japanese style of doing things, right? What are the brand values for Nomura Asset?
Oh, okay. I think in terms of ethics would be probably the main thing. You know, we've been around for, in terms of the business in itself, globally about 54 years.
Mm.
So ethics is one, you know, trust is everything in the asset management business. So if you don't have that,
okay.
You know, you lose business very
respect,
quickly.
Ethics and trust.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Now, what do you feel are some initiatives or organizations need to take or make for women to move up the career ladder? And just looking at the Malaysian landscape.
You know, everyone's driven by bottom line.
Mm.
But at the end of the day, if you wanted to have a very productive workforce, you need to understand that, unfortunately, people are different.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just a matter of just females and males, but you would have, a single mom would have different issues compared to a single male,
yeah.
Who live with very old parents, for instance. So I've got an recent example. One of my fund managers is having issues with her kid,
mm-hmm.
who's not so well.
Mm.
So, you know, she wanted to resign, and we actually said, take some time off and see how you feel in a couple months' time.
Mm.
You know, the kid might outgrow this.
Right.
And because I think the first few years is always very challenging. You know, as they go to school and stuff, they pick up little sniffs and colds all the time, right? So, you know, I think you've got to be understanding that as a mom, you know, no matter how well you are in doing in your career, you're still expected to help out with the homework, show up for report card day. You know, I mean, that's my personal take on it. So, you've got to have that flexibility. Of course, you need to have rules. And,
right.
And being a Japanese house, of course, we've got
rules.
But I think because it's such a small team and it's, you know, I feel as if we've got a good family in KL.
Mm.
So, you know, it's very obvious that the dynamics of the team here in KL is quite different from the dynamics there is in other offices
right. As
well. Yeah.
You know, I mean, it is a very noble thing to do, you know, for someone to be able to take a couple of months off. And then there's also the businessman say, how? Who's going to take on the role with a couple of months? How?
Yeah, but that's why we're very much driven on a team-based approach.
Yeah.
So we don't sell our products based on who the staff and manager
right.
is. It's very much...
You don't glamorize an individual.
Exactly. Right. So even for the sales staff or whatever, I have no issues about backing up one of my colleagues, because at the end of the day, we're all in it together anyway.
Mm.
Yeah, so... Yeah.
Okay, we're all in it together. Thanks for being with us. I've been speaking to Regina Rahim, Managing Director of Nomura Asset Management Malaysia, Deputy Head of Marketing Asia Pacific. This is Resource Center, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.